Thanks for listening to the Jerry Bader Show podcast presented by Amish Furniture Warehouse in the New London area. Check them out today at amishfurniturewarehouse.biz. Jerry Bader Show 1021. We can take a couple of calls on this. 888-455-1360. Tom Silverstein, writing in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, says the Packers are likely going to face a decision with Ted Thompson. My position is what has made the Packers the winners they are over the past two plus decades is that they stopped settling for mediocrity. Given that philosophy, then you might make the case Thompson should go. I still think he falls in the category of having done a heck of a lot more right than he has wrong. And I think there are some things beyond human control here, although I'll admit he had some deficiencies where the team could have weathered this better. I still don't know if they'd be a Super Bowl contender. So I don't think, no matter what happens from here on out, I mean, if they don't win another game, I don't think that erases all the success that Thompson had, but I think it will put tremendous pressure on him to be more open-minded when it comes to free agency and better look at how he allocates talent to various areas of the team. Tom on the road. Tom, go ahead.
I have to tell you, Jerry, I get a kick out of all this stuff. You know, some of these, and I will say it flat out and honestly, some of these guys are hack writers. That's the way I look at it. Athletic ability, yeah, they see everything that's going on around the NFL. But remember one thing, the NFL is designed for mediocrity in this regard.
Yep.
They don't want long-term a team to lock down for 4 or 5 years and be in the Super Bowl year after. They don't want that. That's why these agreements have been made, contractual, whatever, with the unions, collective bargaining, free agencies, all this stuff. You know, Ted Thompson has put a lot of guys on a roster that other people wouldn't even take a look at and made successes out of them. I don't see this happening. Elliot Wolf, I feel sorry for that kid in a certain regard. I think he is a talented young man, and I do believe he will be a general manager someday. But, man, look at his dad. I mean, how do you even so much pressure on that kid to succeed immediately because his last name is Wolf?
I want
a lot of pressure.
To your point, Tom, that it's mediocrity by design, consider this. The Bob McGinn has a column in the Journal Sentinel about the biggest flops in the NFL this year. The consensus pick is Carolina, Arizona, and Green Bay, not necessarily in that order. Those are all Final Four teams last year.
Exactly my point.
Yep.
This system is designed to bring up, you know, something fresh coming. A new team is coming up. You know, look at Carolina last year. It was awesome. I don't like Cam because of his attitude, but, I mean, they had a hell of a run. It was awesome. But Elliot Wolf, I feel sorry for that kid. Too much pressure, too fast, too whatever. That's just my opinion.
Tom, thanks a lot for the call. And that was somewhere, I've said this for years, somewhere Pete Rozelle is smiling because that was Pete Rozelle's first legacy. Was marrying the NFL to television. The second was parody. And I think that has been achieved. This is a big part why the ratings are down. There's parody and there's dilution of talent. And I think 32 teams is a lot of teams with the roster size that you have. And I think that's the problem. All right. Seeing just one call on that, we're going to move on. I actually thought there would be more people calling in. Yeah, look at how many former Packers play elsewhere. I think there are people who disagree that think Thompson should go. Look at me, Freudian slip. I already have him firing Elliot Wolf, and he hasn't gotten the job yet. Well, you know, you get that too. The Paul Ryan syndrome. Oh, we didn't like this guy, so we'll try this guy. We didn't like this guy, so we'll try this guy. And on and on and on. Again, I'm not saying mistakes were made, but I just don't agree with that at this point. All right, Fox News channel on cable, while I've been doing this show, has been running a headline that now it appears that the latest they have is that the dissension in the Trump ranks is so great between Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani for Secretary of State that Donald Trump either may choose or be forced to go with someone else other than either of those men. I think that's unfortunate. And when it surfaced, and I don't know if it's a red herring and has been a red herring, as many people suspect, I don't know if Donald Trump was seriously considering Mitt Romney or not. The evidence suggests that he was, especially when you have Kellyanne Conway tweeting yesterday, ripping Romney. All of the reporting is that Trump wants Romney and that he is facing internal forces for Rudy Giuliani, most notably because of loyalty. When you consider the things that Mitt Romney said about Donald Trump, how could Trump ever trust him not to be his own Secretary of State, go his own way? It's why I want him. I think there does need to be a contrarian on national security, on foreign affairs, in the Trump White House. I think it would be Mitt Romney. Here's I want to preface this. If the reports are true that Trump wants Romney and he's being challenged within his own camp, his own, can you say campaign anymore, transitional administration, whatever, I think it's from the kids. I don't know this. I want to be very clear. Don't know this. This is just hypothesizing on my point, on my part. When you consider all of the things Mitt Romney said about Donald Trump, can you imagine why his kids are aghast at the notion that Trump would put him in the administration and especially such a critically important position as Secretary of State? They just can't believe it. Mike Huckabee said that if Trump were to do this, it should come with a requirement that Romney disavow the things that he said about Trump. What foreign leader would ever trust Mitt Romney if he just said, well, I didn't mean any of that stuff? He can't possibly do that. It's the same point I made to my listeners about my position. You either believe something or you don't. And how could Romney, I was all wrong about Donald Trump. I got to know him better, and my gosh. No foreign leader would ever, or foreign diplomat, would ever trust Romney as Secretary of State. They just wouldn't. That which Huckabee asks is the one thing that Romney, I would hope, wouldn't do that, is why I think he should be there. There are stories today about Russia from Moscow with provocation. Vladimir Putin deploys nuclear-capable missiles on Poland's doorstep. This is why I believe the Trump administration needs Mitt Romney. I think it's doubtful that it's going to happen. And I don't know if the reports are true that now that the division is so great that Trump will pick neither Romney nor Giuliani. I don't know who the next person up would be. But it sounds like the divisions within the tent, the Trump tent, are so great that he simply can't pick either guy. More on why I think this is important where it comes to Russia after the news. But I think it is critically, critically important. We'll get to that on the backside of the news.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.